episode of the Create Magic Podcast, episode number 439. This is a daily podcast where I talk about the artwork I post and make over on my website and Instagram, both linked below. Thank you so much for checking this out. I am super grateful that anybody cares to listen to me ramble about these silly little cartoons. And today's, we have a weirdo monster friend walking through a cloudy environment. It has been a very cloudy couple days. Haven't seen the sun in a few, and it's been, some beautiful early summer thunderstorms. That was a hard sentence to say for some reason that I've been enjoying, but definitely ready for a little sunshine and making the best out of a lot of inside time with the kids, because summertime means both kids are ready to party, and without having the backyard at our constant disposal, it gets a little cramped up in there. But it was a fun little week, and hopefully next week we'll have some more sunshine, get back to our outdoor summer activities. And yeah, I guess I really was just feeling like drawing a monster this morning and looking out the window and doing my normal walk outside and kind of stand there and stare at the sky in the morning made me realize that I haven't been able to stare at the sun, or not stare at the sun, but I haven't been able to stare up at the sky and just kind of sit in the sun for the last couple of days. And I definitely feel those types of changes. I know it's pretty common with the whole seasonal affective disorder and everything, but there's definitely something to the fact that we have just kind of evolved to work with the sun. It's weird when you don't see it for a couple days. But yeah, the other thing that I wanted to mention while talking into the microphone here this morning is that it's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Obviously this is a much later episode than, well, I guess they've become a little bit later in general. I've been really busy and again trying to not force myself to make these happen right away or anything, so this is the first time I've gotten to sit down without something else going on all day, and yeah, I decided to finally record it. But I was also a little stressed because this would be the first time I haven't had a Creative Weirdos lined up for tomorrow. I had an interview that I was supposed to do today that fell through because my guest got sick, and I hope he feels better soon. But I was like, oh, I guess this will be the first time I either rerun an episode or just kind of skip the Creative Weirdos for the first time since I started them. But then out of nowhere, my good friend Vuk of the Tracing Owls podcast randomly messaged me. I was like, hey, if you ever want to release our 2-hour conversation about imaginal offerings from my show on your Creative Weirdos, you are welcome to it. And I was like, did someone tell you that our mutual friend who I was going to talk to tomorrow got sick and had to cancel our conversation? And of course they didn't. Vuk just kind of is still connected to me in some weird way that I'm always kind of blown away by, because he just knew that I didn't have anything for tomorrow somehow and reached out and offered this for me to fill this little gap, because I have a couple interviews lined up next week and we'll be rescheduling the one I was supposed to have today. So it was just perfect timing and those little synchronicities that even though we haven't done a show together in a while or even really chat as much as we have at certain periods in the past due to both of us having some current life busyness and such, we're still connected in this awesome way that just makes me feel like there's bigger things at play. And as I've talked about a bunch in this podcast, that's what I'm in this for. So tomorrow you can now look forward to a wonderful re-release of a 2-hour conversation Vuk and I had about imaginal offerings, and I feel like this is the perfect time to be re-releasing this for a whole bunch of reasons that I won't go into right now, because I have to go make dinner for the kids. It is getting to be that time, and for me, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything in a bunch of hours now, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up here. Thank you again for checking this out, listening, looking at all my silly drawings, all of the recent orders. It's been amazing. I got a whole bunch shipped out today. I have more shipping out very soon, and yeah, I can't wait to keep sharing all this weirdo artwork with you. I hope you all enjoy the Friday evening, and I'll be talking to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Outside, there's a hurricane. Everyone around is saying it's the end of days. We're stocking up our cans of food, throwing out the shit that will rise when the lights go out and the darkness is all we got. Thank you. close tonight.